So you've got a job that you don't love. It pays the bills, it's safe and secure, it's convenient, you don't have to travel very far, it's okay. Why do you work there? Are you dreaming about being somewhere else? Have you ever said to yourself, if this was my business, I'd do it differently? Have you ever complained about the job that you're in? Have you ever thought to yourself, I don't like working here, or worse, I hate working here? Have you ever complained about your boss, the people that you work with, the product that you sell? Reverse questions. Are you very passionate about the product and service that you're selling? Are you passionate about the business that you're working in? Do you love the people that you're working with? Do you love getting up and going to work every day? And if the answer is yes, 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 and yes, congratulations. If the answer is no, then of course the next question would have to be why. Even if it's convenient, and even if it's paying the bills, and even if it's something that seems suitable at the moment, but why would you work there if you don't love it? Life is incredibly short, and even if you live for 120 years, it's still an incredibly short period of time to be stuck in a position, a job, a career that you don't love, going somewhere every day that isn't exciting. Imagine getting up every single day and your eyes flutter open and you think to yourself, I'm going to do something that I love today. I'm doing it with the purpose. I'm doing it because I'm passionate about it. I'm doing it because I'm adding value to the world, and I can't wait to go there. Versus your eyes flutter open, you think, oh, it's a work day, I've got to get up, I've got to go to work, I wish I could have 5 more minutes sleep, I hate my boss, I hate my job, I hate travelling to my job, I can't wait till it's the weekend, I can't wait till it's holidays, could I have a sickie today? And of course, I can't understand that because my whole entire life I've done something that I'm really passionate about, so I'm not going to pretend in any way, shape or form that I understand why people would go to a job that they don't enjoy. What I would love to share with you is that when you're doing something that you're passionate about, the money doesn't matter, the days don't matter. People say to me, Happy New Year or Happy Magical Day Monday, or, and most people don't say Happy Magical Day Monday, they just go, I wish it wasn't Monday. I never know what day it is or what year it is. I just love what I do. And some people say to me, oh, but that's not realistic, and not everybody can live like that, and you're really lucky, or you're obnoxiously happy, and I get a lot of that stuff. But is it possible that your career path is your choice? Could you choose to find a career that you love? Could you choose to be in a place that you are passionate about, that has the same core values that you do, where you want to add massive value? And here comes some interesting questions. If you're working somewhere and you're not passionate about being there, you're just doing it because it's going to pay the bills, you're doing it because it's convenient, you're doing it because you're waiting for something better to come along and you have to stay there because otherwise you won't be able to buy food this week. If you were the owner of the business, so now it's your business. You've invested hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, into something that you're really passionate about, and you've taken a massive risk to employ people, pay them money, whether it's $30,000, $50,000, $100,000, $150,000 a year to work in your business. Would you trust that if you're going to pay them money, they would do their job? And if you had a choice between somebody who was just going to do their job versus somebody that was really excited to be there, really passionate to be there, really wanted to get up and come to their career path every day, which one would be more likely to have security? Which one would be more likely to get promoted? Which one would be more likely that you'd want to keep them in the business for longer? And or you get really excited when they come to you and say, I'm leaving, or I'm quitting, or I've got to get out of here, because you've been thinking of a way to try and fire them, get rid of them for a really long time. And that's something to please take note of. If you're working somewhere and you're not putting in 100% effort, and you might think that you are, but if you're working in a place that you're not passionate about, you don't like it, you don't really want to be the best in the world at it because you don't love it. And I hear that a lot. If this was my business, I'd work harder. If they paid me more, I'd work harder. If I was more passionate about my job, I'd work harder. Well, that means you're not putting in 100% effort. And do people really want to work with somebody who's not passionate about what they're doing? They're not wanting to be the best at what the best in the world at what they do. And then, of course, you're not adding massive value to that business because somebody else could be doing it better than you. All of that put together simply means, if you are not excited about getting out of bed every day and going to do your job, going to work, and both of those words don't make any sense to me, because for me, work is doing something when you'd rather be doing something else, and a job stands for just over broke, and you've heard me say this so many times before, there are plenty of people who are financially well off and they have a job but they're parentally broke, they're sexually broke, they're physically broke, their relationship broke. So they've got plenty of money, but every other area of their life isn't working because they don't like their job. And when you think about what your job is, just over broke, going to work, doing something when you'd rather be doing something else, for most people, it's not just 40 hours a week. You've got to get there, you've got to park the car, there's overtime. It could be 40, 50, 60 hours a week, 5 days a week, 48 weeks of the year for 30, 40, 50, 60 years of your life doing something that you don't like. Is there a bigger waste of time than a job that you don't like? So whether you're in that job for a month or a year or 10 years or God forbid 50 or 60 years and you're not loving it, here's a great suggestion. Get out. There are plenty of positions in the world, and doesn't matter how convenient this one is or how much money it's paying you. If you're not the most passionate person for this position, would you be a happier person if you were doing something that you were really passionate about, that you wanted to be the best in the world at, and you wanted to add massive value? And they're the three things that make the biggest difference. And the great question to always ask is, would I do this for free? If my boss stopped paying me today, would I still go to this job? And people that love what they do will tell you, of course I will. I'm doing what I'm absolutely passionate about, and whether they pay me or not, I don't care. I love it. And that's why they're getting paid so much money, and that's why they love getting out of bed in the morning. So we get to choose where we work. We're not a tree. We're not rooted into our job. We can get up and move anytime we want to. So if you're in a job that you don't like, could this be the day to unroot yourself?